changed from jailer to prisoner, from captor to slave, from dominator to dominated. There will be some who will try to tell me that the rising of the old nature is not tyranny, since that old nature is no longer allowed to reign completely. And they will suggest that what I have said shows that the tyranny of the old nature has in reality been broken in me. I suppose that it has, in one sense, but that will not completely satisfy the one who knows even the fringes of the experience. I want the seconds of triumph to stretch into minutes and the minutes to hours. And if I should wake in the morning with some alien thought, I want to bring it immediately into captivity. I'm not going to claim any more than I know to be certainly and practically true. You can't do that any more than you can come back from a place you've never been. If anyone should ask me what was the longest period of time that I had been totally dominated, in total possession of all my faculties, I would not know how to answer. Pride would rise, and wish to claim longer periods than are perhaps the truth. And at times, the rising of the flesh cannot even come to the place of entrance into conscious thought. Now, I'm quite sure that there is something more than the lust of sex that is involved in this text. I am not lessening the prospect or diminishing the power. I'm holding up before you a life so wonderful that anything else fades into a drab dullness by comparison. It is true that the old nature will take its toll, and that there will be periods when you follow afar off. But the memory of those close moments will give you a tantalizing hunger that nothing else in this world will ever satisfy. Moment by moment, we can have in our condition that which is truly ours in our position. I ask you if it is possible to live in total yieldedness to his will for the space of 1 second. If you say that this is true, I will then ask you if it's possible for you to live thus for 2 seconds. If you accept this, I will lengthen it to 5 seconds, to 30 seconds, to 1 minute. 5 minutes, to 15 minutes, to 1 hour, to 2 hours, to 6 hours, to 12 hours, to 1 day, to 2 days, to 10 days, to 1 month, to 6 months, to 1 year, to 10 years, to 50 years. But immediately, if you ask me if anyone has for the space of 50 years, I'll reply that I'm absolutely certain that not one being has ever done so. If you'll ask me if someone has thus lived for 10 years, I will still reply that I do not believe it. If you lower the time to months, I will doubt it. And if you lower it to days, I will suspect that there have been moments or seconds. If you ask me how long it has been in my own life, in any one period, I will reply that I do not know. But that I do know that I'm hungry for the periods to be longer and longer, and for all interruptions to be ended immediately. Practically, I can explain to you how it works. I can recall 100 instances. It may be a subconscious rising of the thought, as an illustration has been given. Boy, that was good. And in that moment, one can feel the difference. In that flash of a second, we've all seen faucets which have two sources of water, hot and cold. When either the hot or the cold are turned on, they'll flow from the same faucet. Let us call the cold water the cool, fresh flowing of the Holy Spirit that will slake the thirst of a weary people. Let us call the warm water the flow of the fleshly nature of Adam. And I have a great desire that the warm water shall be completely shut off, and that nothing shall flow from myself. I have a great desire that the cool, fresh water of the Spirit shall flow. Lessening the prospect or diminishing the power. I'm holding up before you a life so wonderful that anything else fades into a drab dullness by comparison.